Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Mary Lou Vandehei. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad to have you on board. Randy's out golfing today and I hope he gets his round in. It's threatening rain, but he's not a good golfer anyway. Just kidding. Randy, have a great time out there. We have a great show for you this morning. Our guest is Bobby Green. Bobby is the owner of Green's Poorhouse. And this show is brought to you this morning by Bank First National. They're one of our sponsors at BizTalk. We'll be acknowledging our sponsors a little later in the program, and representing Bank First National this morning is Joan Wolt. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Is the regional president.
I am.
Good morning. How are you doing, Joan?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Glad to have you here. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Thank you.
Bobby, tell us a little bit about Green's Poorhouse. What is it? What do you do there? When did you start? What is your background?
Oh, boy. 3 years ago, we started. We've won back-to-back Best Bar and Grill in the Fox Valley.
That's great.
I've got a great crew that works with me that I can trust. And we just, every day, you just keep on going. And the people that come in there, it's great. It's a family atmosphere.
Where are you located? Where's your place located?
134 West Wisconsin, right downtown Neenah.
Okay, down in Neenah.
Yep.
All right. And when you moved into the building, what was it like to start your business? What did you have to go through to get that place going?
Oh, boy.
A little paperwork, maybe?
A lot of paperwork, a lot of hard work, a lot of writing things down and then throwing them away and writing more things down and keep on going, changing all the time. Mm-hmm. But always stay, you can't go up and down. It's not a roller coaster. You have to really, your personality or everything has to be just even keel going through.
So even though you might be writing a document and then changing it the next day, you got to stay at it?
Yes.
Stay focused?
Yes. A to-do list is every day, every hour.
And a lot of passion, too, I'll bet. Huh?
Oh, yes.
Commitment.
Oh, yeah. Every day you're there, every hour. You're on call all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a phone number? Do you have a website?
Yep. Greenspoorhouse.com. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 920-486-1049.
Okay.
We're open every day, 11 to close.
Okay. And just to clarify for those who may not be familiar, Green's Poorhouse is P-O-U-R.
Yeah, we don't want to be
P-O-U-R. H-O-U-S-T. Right. Just because it kind of sounds the same.
Correct.
Yeah, we
Correct.
Just want to make that distinction.
Yep.
Joan, thank you for being here this morning as a representative of Bank First National. What is Bank First National? And I understand you're building a new building in town.
We are. So Bank First National is a local community bank. Mm-hmm. We're headquartered out of Manitowoc. And the bank is growing nicely. We opened a location in Oshkosh in 2011. And now we're actually building a new location out by the Fox River Mall in Grand Chute. Mm-hmm. So good growth. We've got great people, great talent, just like what Bobby said. And that really drives the business.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you for being a sponsor of BizTalk and Score. I think this is your second year doing this, so we really appreciate the support.
Yeah, glad to help.
It's fun to be a partner with you. And your building will be open by?
We have it scheduled to be completed by the end of the year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Out by the Fox River Mall on Wisconsin Avenue, just west of 41?
Just west of 41. You can actually see it off of 41.
Oh, that's
it's starting
good to
go up.
Visibility,
so there's
so that's framing up now.
Yes, activity.
Progress.
Yes.
Well, Bobby, when you started your business, our listeners are also interested in possibly starting businesses or they're in business. So our show is pretty much a how-to program. Would you care to describe what it was like to go through the banking process?
Oh,
I know your bank is sitting here, but but it's a reality thing. Everybody's wondering about this. What is that process like?
It's a lot of hard work. you go through and you go to bank and bank and you go, you keep going. And really it's about a trust issue. Bill Bradley was great. I trusted him. You have a feeling about a person. Mm-hmm. We trusted Bill. And it kind of just went from there. It wasn't just I called a bank. He gave me a cell phone number. I got to talk to him every hour, mm-hmm. any day. So that's where it started from, trust.
Well, I was a banker for 30 years, and the focus of my banking career was to have a relationship with the client, with the customer, not just the transaction, but a relationship. You go kick a tire. You give them your cell phone number. You take a call on Saturday afternoon if the client's got a question.
I got it.
It's a mutual trust.
Right. Any little question, I was able to call him, text him, and he got right back to me.
One more question for you, then we have to take another break. But in terms of applying for the bank loan, did the bank want a business plan?
Oh.
Is that what you were describing when
yes.
we opened the program?
Oh, yeah.
All going at it, back and forth?
When you do a business plan, expect to do like 50 of them.
just over and over.
Keep on going and you keep on changing. The business plan is just, it's not always the greatest when you start. And it still is not. So we're due to do another one because you have to continue to change and revolve. Mm-hmm. Because people are changing, your business is changing, everybody that comes through your business, the customers are changing, and other businesses around you are changing. So you have to keep up with the times.
That's a great point.
Those are very good points. Yeah. We'll come back and discuss more of that on the other side of the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Bob Green, owner of Green's Poorhouse, and Joan Wolt of BankFirst Nationals in the studio as well. We want to tell you a little bit about our score chapter before we continue with Bobby. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered in Appleton. We have about 55 mentors, all volunteers who provide free and confidential mentoring and consulting to the business owner or one who wants to start a business. Mary Lou Vandehei is our former chair of our chapter, and she's very active in our chapter. She's a great mentor. And you can apply for help from our SCORE chapter by going to our website at foxcities.score.org, click on mentoring, and fill out a quick application, hit the send button, and within 2-3 days, a mentor will be contacting you for a scheduled meeting. So think about SCORE. When you're in business, you have an issue, you're growing your business, you want to start a business, SCORE for the life of your business. Anything you want to add, Mary Lou?
Yeah, a lot of our inquiries come because they need a business plan. So when Bobby's talking about the business plan that's never changing, we know exactly what he means.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who come to us that are going to just start a business have a skill. They may be a bartender, a cook, a carpenter, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And they know the business part, the how-to operations part, but they don't know the business side of the business.
Right.
So that's the part that we really help them with and think through. So as you were talking about changing your business, one of the first things you want to talk about is who is your market, what is the targeted customer, and what are they looking for? So how did that go for you, Bobby?
Well, located right downtown Neenah. Neenah is a great town. They take care of the people that are in Neenah first. So being a restaurant bar downtown Neenah, we have Plexus, Bemis, Ulta, you know, Bergstrom's. Everything's downtown, and they take care of us. But also we really try hard when they come into our place to take care of them. My employees, they do a wonderful job of knowing their names, you know.
Cool.
Goes back to Cheers.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know their name.
Yeah.
That's so important. That's really important.
Oh, it's, you know, they know exactly what they're drinking, they're eating, they know their kids, they know, you know, everybody wants to feel welcome. Right now, it used to be a time where you get gentlemen coming in by themselves and sitting down, having a beer by themselves. But 5 years ago, you would never see a female walk in and just sit down and feel comfortable. They do at our place.
Oh, cool.
They'll sit down and have a glass of wine, have a beer, and talk to the bartenders because they do feel welcome in our place.
Yeah, in the last 10, I don't know when the first tower went up downtown Neenah, but that has really changed the whole business downtown. I mean, the towers must have brought great businesses to the restaurant area.
Our downtown Neenah is great. Future Neenah has done wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
They've, you know, improved. People love coming down there. And we've got great restaurants downtown Neenah. Canova's, Size. I mean, we've got great places that you can go enjoy yourself. You don't have to just be at our place. They are just, it's great just to walk downtown.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great draw. The downtown is clean. They're very progressive in their planning. They're very strategic in what they do. They get rid of an old mill and they rip it down. They don't let it sit there for 14 years.
Yeah.
They bring in new, vibrant businesses, exciting places, a lot of people downtown, and they all want to have a place to eat. Now, in your place, Bobby, what is the theme of your restaurant bar? Do you have any special foods or do you have any theme that runs through your restaurant?
Well, our fish fry on Fridays have been great. Our chef, Rick, has been wonderful. And we have, you know, like last night, we had salmon, we had, you know, perch, haddock.
Bring any this morning? No leftovers?
No leftovers.
No samples, Tony.
No leftovers. We'll see you Friday night, though.
Yeah, I'm coming now.
Oh, yeah. You have a crowd now, man.
You know, and our number one selling throughout the week is the fish tacos. We sell 30 to 40 a day. People just come in and flock for that. But it's really the atmosphere. It's nice. You feel comfortable when you do walk in.
Relaxed and fun place to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Bobby, when you hired your people, how do you train your staff? What do you expect of them? Do you have a training program for your staff?
You do. Our manager, I've got basically our top manager is Jay, but I also have Danny and Matt who take over, and they kind of excel at that. They're the ones that have a plan and they go through. So really it's the people that I have.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of, you know, they care so much, and that's huge in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say in business, a lot of business people say the most important asset is our customer, but I really believe the most important asset is your employees, because they draw the customers in or they can turn the customers away.
Correct.
So it's you really got to work with your staff and empower them and let them make some decisions and have fun. Then the customers have fun.
Well, that's the thing, especially being in our business. You don't want to, someone coming into your business, you don't want to hear their problems. You know, I mean, like the customer, or not the customers, but the
business
problems. They're coming in to get rid of their problems.
Yes.
Like Cheers was, right? Cheers was like that.
Yeah. So you definitely want to hear, you know, you want to listen and talk to them. And you want the eye contact and, you know, enjoy the people that do come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a people business.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
That's what leads to success.
Well, the thing is,
customer relationships.
Yeah. The thing is, they come in, they're a customer, but after a while, they're friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to take another break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Bobby and with Joan Wolt of Bank First National. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there. And enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Bottle of wine, bottle of wine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Well, we're going back to Biz Talk this morning. We're not going home, and we're here with Bobby Green, who owns Green's Poorhouse, and it's Joan Wolt here from Bank First National. And we're talking about Bobby's business in downtown Neenah, Green's Poorhouse, and it sounds like a really fun place. I've never been there. You've been there about 3 years now?
3 years.
3 years. We want to quickly thank our sponsors who bring Biz Talk to you each weekend. Without them, we couldn't bring this show to you, and we've been on the air now for probably 15 years, so we've got some sticking power. Our sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs. Want to thank Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBruin, for her assistance as well. And Sarah's also a SCORE mentor. Also want to thank Bank First National. Joan is here this morning representing Bank First National for sponsoring BizTalk. And we also want to thank Mike Pulvermacher in Oshkosh of Candeo Marketing. Candeo Marketing built the BizTalk website at biztalkwithscore.com. We archive our radio shows there, so if you've missed a program or you'd like to re-listen to a program, go to biztalkwithscore.com, and you can find that program on that website, and you can listen to the program. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Dash at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business, and you're not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, every other week you're going to get a meaningful periodical that's going to inform you of what's going on in East Central Wisconsin and actually bring more opportunities for the success of your business. So we thank all of our sponsors for being so kind and helpful to the SCORE chapter and BizTalk. Mary Lou, you have something you'd like to add about the SCORE chapter.
Yes, as being the membership chair, I want to kind of put my plug in here for those skills that we're looking for. In the Appleton area, we are thinking about doing a QuickBooks kind of class in the future. So we're looking for people who either have experience with QuickBooks that would be willing to teach, or if we have those CPA firms out there that are out of tax season right now and wouldn't mind helping out.
Idle time on their hands.
Yeah. They can do more than golf now. They can come help. And so if we have that kind of setup, we are looking at having the software downloaded to a lab, and so the setup would be all there. It's just that we need the skills that do the teaching. Also, we are looking for business owners, particularly in restaurants and bars, that have that experience, so that when we get people like Rob walking in, we know and give him advice that's more up to date than, you know, things that happened 30 years ago. And also, we're looking for people with real estate background, especially commercial real estate, that can help our clients evaluate what they should be looking for in a lease or when they go to buy a piece of land that they're going to put a business on. So those are the ones that we're looking for. Fond du Lac is a new branch for us, so we're looking pretty much for all kinds of skills. Finance and marketing would be most appreciated. So come join us.
Thanks, Mary Lou. And it is a great deal of fun to be a SCORE mentor. You meet a lot of other good people, and it's fun to pay things forward and really help someone make some progress and succeed in their business. Or maybe come to the conclusion, not now. I shouldn't do it right now because I didn't realize this was going to be a factor, that's going to be a factor, and that's just as much a success as having a business launch.
Absolutely. We don't want people taking, second mortgages on their house and, you know, $20,000 later figure out that this wasn't a good idea.
So at SCORE, we want to be there for you for the life of your business. So look us up again at foxcities.score.org. Back to Bobby's greenhouse, green poorhouse. Bobby Green's Green Poorhouse. I got it right. Green's Poorhouse, right?
Green's Poorhouse.
Got it. It's a fun place. I'm going to have to stop down for fish on Friday night.
Yes, you do.
There's an order for you. You coming along, Mary Lou?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how you market your business. How do you get the word out, Bobby? Bars and restaurants, there's a ton of them out there. And what distinguishes you from everybody else?
Well, 1150 helps this morning.
And it's all free.
That's right.
That was the plan.
You know, for us, we try to do a lot of things local. We try to do everything for Nina High School, Xavier, you know, a lot of the high schools, churches. You get in with them and trying to do a ton of things. You get a lot of people coming in for donations. So you try to do, every day you're doing donations. So you really have to pick and choose. But, you know, you give $5 here, $10 here for gift cards, and they'll be back. Mm-hmm. Anything possible. I mean, in our business, yes, I say yes a lot. Jay would laugh at me right now because I do say yes a lot.
That's great.
Because I don't want to turn anybody down. I don't want to upset anybody. I want them to come in. I want them to trust us. You know, they want to come in.
And people want to support local businesses. They do. So, I mean, every time I get a new person to start up, as soon as they get their business started up, I definitely go see what they're up to. Not only for me to see what's happening, but to enjoy their food and support them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep it local.
You bet.
If you have a question for Bobby this morning, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. Joan, bars and restaurants. Bobby hit on it earlier. It's kind of a risky business. From a banker's perspective, how do you deal with that? How do you sort the wheat from the chaff?
Well, and I would say that there's a lot of people out there that think they can do it and that it's easy. And just listening to Bobby's comments this morning and working with various businesses over the years and different people, It is hard, and you do have to take the time, put a lot of time and thought mm-hmm. into your business plan, what you're expecting from yourself, what you're expecting the business to do, how you're going to manage it. There's so much thought that has to go into it. And, you know, the banks are very open. We work with you guys, different SCORE chapters, and you're very helpful in helping them put a nice plan together that we believe will actually work. So part of our job is when someone comes in with a business plan is to try to poke holes in it and ask them the questions that maybe they haven't asked themselves yet and make sure that it's a good move for them. So if they do invest their own money into it, you know, we want it to succeed. We want to be there to help them succeed.
Absolutely. You're a partner that enjoys the success. And neither the business owner nor the lender wants to see it fail.
Exactly.
So if you can identify those areas that represent a risk that against the success of the company, you need to talk about that with your client. And if they're like Bobby and they're receptive to that, they go fix it and eliminate the risk or mitigate the risk, that's what the process is.
It really is.
And try to find a business that no business is risk-free, but if we can manage the risks, there's an alternative, there's an option.
And you know, when we look at business owners, we look at their personalities, what type of person they are. That really plays a lot into it as well.
Well, I always say that the business owner who's really Mr. Sugar, sugar's going to run down through the company. If they're the other S, that's going to run down through the company, right? It's going to happen. And when the business owner understands the cash flow of the company and they see how their daily decisions are impacting the cash flow of that company, it's going to be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing a business plan, Bobby, I applaud you for that. Not only to get the loan, but to keep doing a business plan. That's where a lot of people drop it.
Yeah, I have to say, when we work with businesses that are just starting up, they have this idea and then they have that idea, and it's kind of, you know, they all may be good ideas, but you can't do everything. So you got to focus on, here's going to be my main target. Here's good. I think is the client that we're going after. It may adjust, but you can't do everything at once. So put it in your business plan. Put it out in a future year so you don't lose it, lose the idea. And you can always come back to it and decide to, you know, implement it sooner. But at least you have a plan and you're not constantly just reacting to things. And that way it just looks like confusion.
Yeah, it's very difficult sometimes to say no to that temptation to go over there and I'll go over here now and introduce this product or open a new location over there. It's tempting to do that, but as you said, Mary Lou, with a good, well-thought-out business plan and a set of advisors that include your banker, as well as who are your other advisors?
Oh, Dave Richter is my business partner. My wife.
Wife, and then Dave Richter.
Oh, my gosh. If it wasn't for my wife, it would be a downslope. Yeah.
But you bounce things off of them, they're giving you advice?
Not just them. I mean, my employees know everything about the business.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to throw things at the wall and make it stick. And if it doesn't work out, throw a different thing at the wall. You keep on changing, keep on coming up with things. If it doesn't work out, then get rid of it. Don't be negative about it. You want to be positive and keep going.
Just didn't work.
It just didn't
move
work.
Move on, right?
And it doesn't matter. You have to keep on changing and keep on throwing things at the wall.
Bobby, when you started your restaurant bar, Green's Poorhouse in Neenah, a dimension of business ownership that a lot of folks don't think about is licenses and permits and are you going to be an LLC and a sole proprietor or corporation. What was that process like? I mean, getting the licenses and permits, the buyer license, liquor license, all that sort of thing.
Oh,
it takes time.
There are so many different things that you're, you know, like BMI. I'm not sure if you know what BMI is. I'm just kidding, but no. You know, there's so many different laws and regulations that you have to go through and so many things that you have to sign up for with, you know, with the music industry. You know, we're playing music over there. Well, you've got three different places, you know, the companies that you have to you know, pay them to play music.
Over your speakers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
really?
Know,
okay.
So you've got that, and you've got health, and you've got, you know, this agency, that agency. You got insurance. You have so many things that you have to take care of.
And they come in and do inspections once in a while?
All the time.
Yeah, the health guys checking the kitchen out.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the fire department's coming in. You have so many things that you have to take care of that you don't realize, you know.
Mm-hmm. Until you're up and running.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they come knocking.
Yes. And that's why a business plan is so important, because there's so many things that you just, you're not thinking of.
Yeah.
And you're going through the list of all the stuff, you know. I mean, we bought it. We have the oldest building in Neenah, a commercial building in Neenah. And so there's improvements all the time.
So there's code compliance and things, huh?
All the time. I mean, we built upstairs at the bar, which is a party room, can fit about 120 people up there, and it's beautiful. But to redo that, there's so many inspections and so many people, and they come in and, you know, go, you have to change this, change it. So you keep on changing stuff to make sure you're under code.
Mm-hmm. So in order to take on a project like that, you almost have to work with an architect or someone who does that for a living to help you understand what's involved before you launch the project.
Oh, You
don't want to just start something and not know what's involved.
Right.
You research it first.
Dealing with that, you're dealing with the plumbers, you're dealing with, you name it, it just keeps on going on.
Electrical, HVAC.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
ADA, American Disabilities Act. Doorways, elevators, steps, all those things. Bar stools, tables, chairs.
You name it. You know, I mean, you know, you have to know the laws. You have to know, you know, can people just walk in, use the bathroom? You have to know going through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bobby, in terms of the traffic flow, what are your hours there? You open what time?
We're open every day at 11 o'clock.
And where are you again?
134 West Wisconsin.
Okay.
Right downtown Neenah. Right on the corner of Church and Wisconsin.
And you said earlier you close at closing.
Closing time. So last night was 2:30.
2:30?
2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
So, now, is that regulated? Is there a law that says you have to close?
No, you can close some days during the week. You can close. I mean, our thing is when we're dead, you close. And it could be 11 o'clock during the week.
Yeah.
Weekends, no, it's usually not that. We're usually busy until then.
So. Do you bring live entertainment into your place?
Every Wednesday we have acoustic guys that are coming in and playing downstairs, and it's great. Every day or every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, so they come in.
Well, before we take our next break in a couple minutes, how many hours do you put in? And is it what you thought it would be?
You know, no. You're at the beginning. You're putting in a ton of hours. You're there every day. You know, I also work on the floor also. So you're not just there hanging out and doing stuff in the office. But after a while, you can enjoy a little bit more and a little bit more, but you're still on call. I've got great employees. So that's huge. When you don't have great employees, then it's not.
But
well, people you can depend on, because it's more than just waiting on customers. You have to clean up. You got to do all of the stuff to wrap things up to get ready for the next day.
Oh, it's a nonstop business.
Yeah.
I mean, every day we have something going on. Like Monday, we are a huge soccer sports bar.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
There you go.
We have so many people come in to watch the World Cup. The Girls World Cup is Monday night.
Okay.
So we're going to be jam-packed with the World Cup. And so there's always something going on. And it's not just the Packers. It's not just the Brewers or, you know, it's always something going on.
So it's all those soccer teams that are coming in for all that advertising help.
Oh, you know.
That's big. That's really big.
We have a great people that come in to watch the soccer games. Okay. And so we get them all over, you know, especially with being close to Kimberly Clark and everything. They're not just from the United States that are coming to watch soccer.
Right.
Cool.
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Walter.
Hello.
Hi, Walter. You got a question for Bobby?
Yeah. Listen, my family was in the business, in the bar restaurant business, albeit several years ago, but in the Eagle River area. And so I've been kept my ear to the ground. My friend of mine and I came really close to buying a place just recently. Maybe there was a blessing in disguise that we didn't get it. But one of the things that's been going on up in northern Wisconsin by the border of Vilas and Forest County that kind of bothers me a little bit is some friends of mine that have just gotten into the business recently in a couple of places up there right by the border to upper Michigan, they've been almost being harassed by the ATF. They've been coming into their places and just bullying them around. They've been, you know, checking their booze.
Walter, do you have a question for Bobby?
Yeah, has that been any kind of a thing that's been going on in this area at all? Has the ATF been involved with inspecting and almost bordering harassment?
Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. You haven't had anything like that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, thanks
a lot, Walter, for the call. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back for the final segment. We'll continue our conversation with Bobby and Joan. We're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
We're gonna have us a champagne jam. We're gonna have us a champagne jam.
And we're back with Bobby Green, who is the owner of Green's Poorhouse, and Joan Wolt, who is the regional president for Bank First National. They're our guests this morning. We're talking about Green's Poorhouse in Neenah and how Bobby got that business started and some of the challenges he had to overcome and the fun they're having at Green's Poorhouse. It sounds like a really fun place to go. Friday night fish is going to be a highlight, I think. Bobby, tell us a little bit about your future plans. You've been in business for roughly 3 years, so everybody has a plan what they're going to do with their business. What do you see in your future over the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, there's always room for improvement.
Sure.
Our upstairs party room, which right now we're booking, you know, almost every Friday, Saturday, almost every day, you know, or every weekend. But there's always the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that we're trying to book. So trying to figure that out, trying to get advertising out there to have people know that we do have a great space upstairs. Mm-hmm. You know, always, you never want an empty table at a bar restaurant.
Right. Yeah. So what kinds of groups rent your upstairs room?
Well, almost every Friday has been a rehearsal dinner upstairs.
Oh.
It's a great place for it. It's nice and quiet, and it's beautiful. It's the same hardwood floors back 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, Plexus, Bemis, Alta, you know, we get a lot of KC. People use it for meetings. You know, there's so many different groups that use it upstairs.
Okay.
And it's a great place because downstairs is so loud. Because it's a bar atmosphere, bar restaurant atmosphere, and it's a fun place downstairs, so it's nice and quiet upstairs.
This would be a good place to ask you again, how do folks get a hold of you? Because after hearing that little plug about that room upstairs, people might be thinking, call you and inquire about a date. Where can they reach you?
Our phone number is 920-486-1049. Otherwise, Greens Poor House at gmail.com. Yes.
Yeah. Greenspoorhouse.com is your
correct
website. That's your website.
That's our website.
And you can find out what's going on at the place. And
on our website, you've got everything to our menu, to our what's on tap every day. My sister-in-law takes care of the design of the website, and she basically updates it every day.
And just to be clear, it's Greens Pour, P-O-U-R,
correct,
H-O-U-S, like you're pouring a drink.
We pour a lot of drinks.
Yeah, it's a clever name, but we just want to make sure the spelling is right so people get to the right place.
Yes, we're on the corner of Church and Wisconsin, right downtown Neenah.
Great. Do you have any expansion plans for the future?
Right now,
nothing definite.
No,
something.
My wife would kill
dreamy
me.
Okay. We want you to live a while.
Right now, right now we're so dedicated for the place that we're doing. Again, as I said, we won the best bar and grill in the Fox Valley 2 years in a row. That's because of our food, our atmosphere, our people love coming there. And once you get there, you'll come back again.
Yeah. Great employees will bring people back again and again.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, we're getting about to that time where we'd like to ask you for your biz tip. Now, a biz tip is a little pearl of wisdom, piece of advice that the listening audience might benefit from because they usually come from mistakes we've made or something we've overcome ourselves. Joan, would you like to lead the way for...
Sure. So just listening to Bobby today and his experience with Bill Bradley, his banker, I would just like to say that if you're not feeling that you can get a hold of your banker to ask those questions when you need them, you know, make sure that you're in touch with them, that you have a good relationship. And if you're not feeling that, then, you know, look around and see what else is out there. But I thought that was just wonderful what he said. That
it is. And I think a good acid test to see if you have a strong banking relationship is, will your banker give you a cell phone number?
Exactly.
That's an acid test right there. That's a good indicator. Bobby, what's your biz tip?
Tip is keep going. You're going to run into a wall and keep going through a wall because everything, you have to have a great positive attitude. And if everybody has heard the thing, you know, you sit around a water cooler and complain about stuff. You can't. You know, there's tons of things you can complain about. You have to stay positive. You keep going.
And do things.
And do it.
Accomplish something. Right?
Yes.
Bobby, it's been great having you on the show this morning.
Thank
You've
you very
much.
You've
been a great guest, good program, good information, and a new place to stop.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the program. Mary Lou, thank you. Joan, thank you for being here. Our guest next week is Mike Pulvermacher and Zach Pawlowski of Candale Creative. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.